Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today. Hey everyone, welcome to Your Time with Josie. I am super excited that we have a special guest today. And welcome everyone in the chat room. Shout out time, Alan, Cassie B, Gus, Jess, BB Love, me, Laura, Nellifer Bush, ooh, Jayheimer, Schmitted, sorry if I said that wrong, Nellifer Bush, Shiloh, Reba 330, Tina, and Tracy AZ. Hello everybody! Alright. So, how is everyone doing today? Once again, I'm super excited, and also I want to, tell you guys that you guys might notice that Alex is not here anymore. He decided to leave Your Time with Josie. So that is our permanent name, Your Time with Josie. So now we're down to one, me. I promise you though that the show will continue on, and we'll have even more and more fun guests and more fun interviews for everyone. And so let's see what you all are saying in the chat room. Alan says, Josie, back away from the mic a little. Oh, sorry, I just got this new microphone thing that actually is around my head, so I don't have to hold a phone up to my ear. So I am extremely excited, and I look even more professional. So that's great. So it looks like our guest has arrived. Please welcome a talented brother-sister band, Arlen, Jessica, and Jillian, otherwise known as the Ivies.
Hello. Hey, Josie. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you? I'm great.
We're doing great. We're doing great. I got the whole crew here.
Hey,
everybody
Josie.
Wants to say hi.
Hey, Josie. Hi. Hi. How are you?
We're all doing great.
Great. Did you guys have fun with your, where were you guys just now? the band rehearsal or something?
Yes. Actually, we're in our bass player Just Joe's vehicle right now.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I am starting
hard. We wanted to thank you so much for having us on. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. I'm so excited to be talking with you guys. This is the first time that I got to talk with you guys. Well, other than Twitter and Facebook, the usual.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you have tons of fans and friends in the chat room right now. Alan is asking goofy questions.
Cool.
He wants me to ask, how is Jessica's hair?
It's still kind of messy. She didn't really get it fixed.
I just decided not to fix it this morning. It's a little bit messy, but it's okay.
That's okay. That's why we're over the phone.
Exactly.
I'm in PJ, so don't feel bad.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. So I will start off the interview. Arlen, Jessica, and Jillian, how did you all get started working together in a group?
Well, we started a few years back. We really started focusing on doing things together. Before that, we were doing a lot of different events at children. You know, we were part of a choir. Jessica actually ran our church choir for many years. And then I joined another band for a while, and I realized I just wasn't having as much fun. So a few years back, the girls and I put more focus into writing songs together and getting out and playing as many shows as we could together. And that's how we started. Things just really started happening after that. The songwriting came together with myself and Jeff, Ken, Jillian, and we had a lot more fun doing it that way. So.
Sweet. So what's it like, since you guys are siblings, working together? Do you guys get in little arguments or something?
Well, I mean, there's
work pretty well.
Yeah, there's always arguments in family, you know, but especially about, you know, music is such a creative process that we're always arguing over, like, what's the best song. But at the end of the day, you know, you never really walk away because you love each other so much. So it's pretty cool that way.
Awesome. And you guys recently released your new self-titled album. Where can fans purchase it?
Fans can actually purchase it off of Amazon
mm-hmm.
and free iTunes, and actually we also have our own website, Big Cartel, the ivy.bigcartel.com, and so it's available on all those places. Yeah, it's very cool.
Very cool, very cool. Congratulations on your album.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. And also you've recently released a music video for your single Back When It Was Our World. What inspired this song?
Well, that song actually, it was a group of brown-haired, brown-eyed girls that had oversized the beat. I was attracted to brown-haired, brown-eyed girls, and they would usually end up breaking my heart or something. So that's where that song started out at. Actually, I just wrote that song in a garage. I was singing with an acoustic guitar, and that song pretty much all came together in just one afternoon of me just playing it on the acoustic guitar, and I played it for the girls, and the inspiration for that, for sure, was brown-haired, brown-eyed girls throughout my entire life. But it was a lot of fun to write, and I knew when I wrote that song that it had something about it. It was something special, and once the girls started singing it with me and we put the whole band behind it, I realized that was going to be our single, you know? And so when we went to go do the video, we said we need to pick out a song to make our single. And that was the song that ended up being our single because we all had a good feeling about it.
Great choice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what's it like being on the road?
It's been crazy, especially with these two guys we have with us right now. They're really, really cool guys, but crazy guys nonetheless. It's been cool, though. It's been awesome. We actually just got back a few weeks ago. We were on the road for over 2.5 months. Going all out to Florida and then moving up into Georgia and Tennessee before we got back here. It's just been really, really crazy cool.
That is cool. That's awesome. Do any of you have any rituals you like to do before performing?
Well, Arlo likes to stare at himself in the mirror and fix his hair, you know, takes about 4 minutes before each show. But,
no.
She sings pretty well, so I think we're going to have to keep him. But, yeah, it's the whole hair thing. He's got an obsession.
No,
you
got
to make sure that's right.
I'll tell you though, since sometimes we're running late in the shows, and so I mean, you're playing so many shows on the road. I think some of the crazy thing on the road is lack of sleep. So if we ever get a chance, what I like to do before a show is to try to take a nap. It sounds crazy, but it gives me a little bit of extra energy because I know that we're going from one show to the next show to the next show. You start feeling a little bit drained yourself, and you know you have to really fight. Feel the energy that you want to have. I mean, because you're playing your music and you're spreading your music and you're meeting new people. You want to be fresh. You don't want to be like, oh, hey, yeah, whatever. I'm tired. You know, you got to have that energy. And
exactly.
And we keep the energy up amongst each other. You know, traveling with Jethro and Angel, Jethro on the bass and Angel on the drums. These guys make us laugh. They lift up our spirits and. We have a good time, and it kind of keeps the fight down. You know, you mentioned fighting.
Yeah.
It kind of keeps the fights amongst the siblings down because we try to be more polite with the guys around. Now, we don't say as much. We keep a little bit better behavior. And but being on the road, it's hard sometimes, but it's well worth it in the end. I mean, getting to meet so many great people and getting to introduce our music to so many people, Josie, that I think is the coolest thing.
That is the coolest thing. So when you go sleep? You guys are always on the road. When do you guys sleep?
We really don't sleep very much.
Not
I mean, especially on the road. You find those days maybe when you get a day off and we'll go out and see some scenery like on Facebook and MySpace.
It was fun.
A bunch of pictures. We went to a ton of different places. I mean, we try to enjoy it too. If we get a day off, we'll try to get out and go see things. So because of that, we're not really catching up on sleep at that time either. But I mean. It's the experience. We know that we're not going to be getting the most sleep, but we also know that it's worth it to be able to play our music and meet people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what was the most embarrassing moment you've had while performing?
Oh, that's kind of a tough one. One time I almost fell off the stage, and I think a couple of people started laughing, and I barely caught myself on my keyboard, but I don't know what's the most embarrassing, guys. What would you say? Most embarrassing?
Let me see. I think probably the most embarrassing is Jillian's skirt getting kind of low, you know, because she wears these, It's okay for guys' jeans to kind of hang low, right? But not for a girl's skirt to kind of start getting low and you can see those pink underwear.
Oh, shut up.
Except me, so jeans, long pants.
During the song, I had to kind of show her, we have a little break, and I was like, Jillian, pitch it up a little bit.
Yeah. Look down.
Well, I have to show that all the time. He wears his pants so low, you can see his boxers all the time.
Have you guys heard that new song, Pants on the Ground?
Yes, I have heard that one. I heard that song.
Oh, yeah. So, let's see. What is your top favorite genres of music?
My top favorite genre is probably, I don't know what you would classify it as, like trains, noodles. I really right now, that kind of stuff. I really love that type of music. But actually, growing up, we listened to all different kinds of genres of music, from rock, country, jazz, classical. So basically anything and everything other than, I would have to say, rap, I'll listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, not unless Arlen's rapping, then that gets my attention. And you know what? That might be okay. He might be able to pull it off. Who knows? Maybe we'll try that someday.
Yeah, try it.
Pretty much rock and roll. I mean, we grew up on a lot of rock and roll, you know? I mean, and I think that's kind of influenced us as far as our direction that we're going now. From old rock and roll to modern rock. I mean, it can be pop rock. It can be, you know, acoustic rock. There's all these different, everybody, there's a label on so many different things now, you know. But I think I think that's the name of kind of rock, you know.
Personally, I love country. I'm a big Reba fan, and yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Love country. And pop. Don't get me wrong. I love pop.
Yeah.
But not rock.
Sure. Let me think. There's a lot of the funniest thing is that we keep updated on everything. You know, Jessica and Jillian, I know that I didn't buy it from. Who bought that Taylor Swift CD for you girls? You know,
I got it as a gift for Christmas from my oldest brother. He gave it to me. So that was pretty cool. Because my favorite song being hers is Love Story, I have to say. It's my absolute favorite. I love it.
Oh, that's my favorite too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and let me think. Carrie Underwood has some amazing stuff. And, of course, you know, I've got to give a big shout-out.
I don't like Carrie Underwood anyway, though. So.
I do. I like her.
She's a big Carrie Underwood fan, if you get our meaning,
if I could be introduced to her, you know, I think that would be kind of neat. Maybe we could do some co-writing together.
That'd be cool. A duet. That'd be really cool. That would be cool.
But I want to give a big shout-out to to Kelly Clarkson, to her crew at Casey Kellyville for putting us in contact with you, and thank you to Alan and the whole Casey Kellyville crew for tuning in and for supporting us so strongly. You know, my number one goal would be if we could go on tour with Kelly Clarkson, that would be an amazing, amazing moment in our careers.
Awesome, awesome. And yeah, Alan is here. He's plugging in your site, theibismusic.com, so you can buy your album. And you can download it from iTunes.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'm gonna check that out after the show.
Awesome.
So, how did you guys meet Alan while we're on the subject?
We actually met Alan through Twitter. I mean, I started a Twitter page early last year, and then I started adding people, and Alan was every single person that I added, and then actually added us back. And I appreciate everybody on Twitter. I mean, because I love everybody on Twitter who's added us and followed us back. And Alan was one of those. And every single person who ever did, I would write them back a personal message, and I still do that. Everybody who adds us, and then I turn around and I follow them, or vice versa. You know, like I followed Alan first, and then I wrote him a personal message, which was like, thank you so much. And you know what, I hope you get a chance to check out our music. And I sent him a link to our music where you could hear it on MySpace and YouTube and even checked out, and we've been in contact ever since, you know. And on the last tour, we got to meet Alan and hang out with him, and he's an awesome guy, so it's been cool. That's what's so neat about technology in general. I mean, getting to meet people a certain way, you know, through the internet, and then getting to meet them in person later on is great. You know, we've had fans, Josie, in cities that we've never even been to before, that have already heard our music, and they already know us, you know, through Facebook and MySpace and Twitter. And we get there, and they're patting us on the back, and it feels like we've already known each other for years, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love social networks, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. They are so great of, like, meeting people and getting to know more people from, you know, different states, and I love that. I love that. Internet's a great thing.
You too. We really do. It's a great way for us to keep in contact, you know? When people add us on that, we write everybody back. Everybody who sends us a message or a comment, we're definitely going to get back to you, so.
Awesome. So let's see. Alan wants to know what Jessica is knitting this week.
Actually, surprisingly enough, I'm actually finishing up a scarf, Alan, that I'm making for Jessica.
Ooh.
So, yeah, well, Alan, if you keep getting on my case about knitting, I don't think I'm ever going to knit him anything. I'm going to knit him a baby blanket or something like that. You know, maybe a bib, something like that.
A bib. Hello, Rack. That's awesome. So has anyone ever asked you to sign an autograph in an odd place?
Yes, actually. I had this young kid come up to me, and he actually asked me to sign his sweater.
Really?
Yeah, his hoodie sweater.
With a Sharpie.
With a Sharpie, but it was a black hoodie with, and then he came up with a black Sharpie and was like, "Can you sign this for me?" And I was like, "Are you sure?" I was like, "You're not going to notice." Yeah, so I ended up signing that, but then he couldn't see it. So he brought me an old receipt and made me sign that. So that was probably one of the things that we ever had to sign. So
anything can work. Anything can work as an autograph. I guess. I also want to say Chase is in the chat room. And she says, knit Alan a diaper.
All right.
Now
well,
you've got something
Chase,
to look forward to.
Tell Chase we said hi. I mean, I should say hi to her myself. She can hear me. So, Chase, hi from all of us. From all of us crazy Ivies. And I will get Jessica on knitting that item.
Now you got something to look forward to. Tracy AZ asks, what is one question you wish people would ask you?
What is one question you wish people would ask us?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
One question we wish you would ask us. Where are we going on our next tour? Maybe that.
Where are you going on your next tour?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
Crazy question, Josie. I mean,
that's
a good one. I don't know where you came up with that, but
very crazy.
I know. I just pulled out a hat.
Well, on our next tour, we're going to be taking off back across Texas towards the end of May, and playing in Houston and San Antonio, Austin, and up into Waco and Dallas again, and then throughout June and July, we're going to work our way up through New Mexico, up into Colorado, go all the way up in Seattle, Washington, and then work our way down the West Coast till we get all the way down to San Diego, California, and then work our way back to El Paso from there. So that's going to be throughout June and July. That's the plan
that's
at the point now.
That's awesome. You're traveling everywhere.
Yeah, it's so much fun, though. You can't get enough of the countryside. It's beautiful.
That is awesome. Sometime come to Illinois. That's where I am. So I can finally see you guys live. That would be awesome.
Well, you
cool.
are supposed to Ireland because she is the one that books our shows and our tours. So.
Doesn't always do the best job, but he tries, so.
I'll even scream and even hold a sign. That's my offer.
I'll get a deal for me.
Definitely. Definitely. So what has been your favorite place to play?
I would have to say one of my favorite places to play is, it's called Hideaway Cafe. It's a little place out in Florida. And actually, we're there on Songwriters Night. And it was one of those nights that first time I've been playing, I think it was like half hour, 45-minute set. But then afterwards, everybody kind of sits around in a circle. And because everybody there is songwriters, everybody just gets out the acoustic guitar and they pass the guitar around from person to person. And it's just a really cool, intimate experience. It was really, really cool.
That is really cool.
That's super neat.
That's
one of my favorite places that we played. I don't know how anybody else does. How do you feel about it, Jill? Oh, I definitely think that's one of my favorite places. play. I love that the people there too are so incredible and supportive. They actually we met this lady out there, and then we had another show someplace else, and she actually brought us homemade lasagna because she knew that we were going to eat lunch. Yeah. And she spent, I don't know, a couple of hours probably making this for us, and then she drove 2 hours to bring it to us. So she was just
incredible.
And, yeah, we finished the whole thing. It was some of the best lasagna I probably have ever had. So
she threw in something special for you guys, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big shout-out to Jennifer. She's probably listening down in Florida. I mean, we finished off the whole batch of lasagna that she made for us. We finished off in just one sitting. You know, we were in between sets. Sat down, ate all of it, and went back up and did our second set with a lot more energy.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I would love to get lasagna right now. I was craving now for it. Thanks.
Sorry.
It's all right. who inspired you guys growing up? Did you have any favorite people that you would listen to all the time?
Definitely the Beatles. The Beatles were definitely a big inspiration for us. That was something that our dad played for us a lot. Queen, I would say, you know, although my dad was really into all that kind of stuff, so growing up, we actually had albums that lined my dad's wall, and we could just pretty much start pick up whichever album, you know, we wanted to listen to. So that was really cool, but I would definitely say the Beatles, hands down.
Awesome. My dad listens to the Beatles a lot, so I've been with them as well. So I know what you mean.
You know the band Queen, definitely really cool. And it's funny because like Jess was saying a little while ago, I mean everything that's influenced us. We listened to a record. I mean we didn't have a CD player when I was a kid for many years. We only had a record player, you know, vinyl. And so we listened to the Beatles. Right after that, we listened to Queen. Right after that, we listened to Johnny Cash. You know, right after that, we listened to... My dad would even like... We liked Dolly Parton, even if... And my dad would put on a Dolly Parton record, you know, and say, this girl, man. We just listened to all of them. We'd never seen... We didn't even have a TV for a while when I was a kid, Josie. So because of that, we didn't really know what these people were performed like except through their records, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was it's a neat way to be introduced to music in the spanning all genres. The classical music right after we listened to the Rolling Stones, you know? So we were very, very, very wide influences for us.
That's so cool. You guys listened to a lot of varieties of albums growing up. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So let's see. Reba330 in the chat room asks, do you own any Reba albums? Their username is kind of, you know, evident.
Yes, we do. We own a couple of albums. The last one was actually given to me by my brother. My older brother, he's the one that keeps us up to date on a lot of music when we're on the road. You know, we're not listening to radio all the time, and so he's like, guys, listen to this, and he'll buy us the latest album and send it to us. And, we do. He got me a Reba album, one of her newer ones. I don't know which one, but he gave me one of her newer ones just last year. So you know, when she sings with Kelly Clarkson, I think those girls, have they ever done a tour together?
I think so. I believe so. Yeah.
Sure. If they've done a tour, if they haven't, they really need to do a tour together, and I would love to play together.
That would be awesome. So it looks like we have a caller on the line. Guys, ready?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, here I go. Hello, caller?
Hey, how my friends doing?
Hello.
It's Alan.
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I had to call in and say hi to my buddies.
Oh, of course. You know we're your favorites.
And I'm proud of them because they haven't thrown Alan out of the car while it's moving yet.
I know. Well, maybe next tour, you know, Alan, maybe next one. It's getting to that point. Yeah, totally.
Oh, that's awesome.
You guys got to get back to Florida.
I know. Well, next time you have to come see us, no matter how far the drive, pal.
Yeah, well, when the timing is better.
No, I don't hear any complaining. That sounds like
no excuses, Adam. You missed us. We were in Florida, and you were
right
us.
There, and you just avoided us. That's okay, though. We understand. We understand. We get it.
You're yelling at me. Chase has yet to have gone to one of your shows, and you're yelling at me.
Well, you're kind of easier to pick on, Alan.
Don't worry, Alan. I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
Yeah, Chase is Chase. Chase is cool like that. You're
that,
just not.
That's not. That's not comforting, Alan, because they could beat you up.
No, I don't think so anymore. Yeah. I got to be El Paso's son. I got my energy back.
That's funny. Alan, you're always cracking jokes.
He's so funny. He's so funny. Don't give him an ego, Josie.
I will drive 3 hours to see you if you send Josie an autographed album and picture.
Oh, we will. We will.
Wow. Okay. Score. I didn't get to do anything.
And send one to her mom, Tina, too.
A what?
Oh.
Send one to her mom, Tina.
Okay. You got it. You got it. Josie, let's make a deal. Is that a deal? We'll make a deal,
that's
and
a
that
deal.
Way you... Okay, that's a deal for me, too. Then you just send me a direct
Great.
Message, and we'll do that. We'll definitely get you a photo and a CD. Cool.
Thank you
and,
so
and
much.
And you have to do a show in Illinois, because
mm-hmm.
Josie and Tina want to see one of your shows, and Tina is a very good cook.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's true. She makes cookies. Okay, that's serious.
Okay.
Business.
Oh, you got us. There. Cookies are our weakness.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to let everybody else call in now because your IVs are fun to talk with, so everybody call in.
Yeah, call in.
Yeah,
Alan.
Thanks,
Alan.
Hi, Alan.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
You got it, Alan. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you for putting us in touch with Chelsea.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Alan is so cool.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
He is. He's always so, so funny, and he's the one that introduced me to you guys, so I have to thank him in many ways.
Definitely.
I really do. You guys are awesome. So, let's see. Did you ever listen to Loretta Lynn? Someone asked in the chat room.
Yes, I listened to Loretta Lynn, actually. My brother and I... We enjoy that CD that she did with, what's his name, from the White Stripes. You know, she did an album where he produced it and he sang on it, Jack White from the White Stripes. And that is a great, great album, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend people to get it because that's her modern stuff. She actually put a lot of songs that she'd written throughout the years that other producers hadn't let her put on record. And she put it together with Jack White, and it's a great record too. That's probably the most modern stuff that I know of hers. And I've of course seen the movie with Sissy Spacek, you know, about her life too.
Awesome. Oh, and before I forget, guest asks, what is your favorite song to do live?
Favorite song to do live? Well, we do have a lot of songs that I enjoy to play live.
He likes singing. He likes hearing himself sing. So.
Let me think. Is this question for me, Josie?
You can answer if you want, like seriously.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I feel like I'm answering all the questions.
No
think.
Problem.
Okay. You don't want to hear the girl, Jilly, anyway, do you?
No, we're boring, right?
So not boring.
I think my favorite song to play live is Back When It Was Our World. I enjoy playing that one because I love seeing the reaction on people's faces when we just start to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has such a, like I said, it's just got such a good energy. So when we play it, I feel like we're touching people in a very good way. And I enjoy it. I have fun when I play it. I enjoy the opening chords and to the very last note. So I think it's got to be Back When It Was Our World.
That is so cool. Does the other part of the band agree? Do you guys agree too that was your favorite song?
Oh, I really agree because actually
mm-hmm.
Angel put me like right after there's the break like of the chorus with Arlen just singing the guitar. I actually
mm-hmm.
get sometimes pick up the drumstick and get to hit the drum and just kind of like we jokingly call it my drum solo. So I love getting to that. The cymbals is so much fun for me. I like to pretend I can
that
actually
is
have
fun.
Stuff. Yeah, she likes to pretend she's a drummer all the time, so she has a good time when it comes to that, definitely.
That is so much fun. That is so cool. Oh, and Kylie says that I would love to write a song with the Ivies. That would be cool. Maybe next time. Maybe sometime.
That would be awesome. Definitely.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
It would be cool. Like, you know, playing with your fans, that's something really cool. That'd be special.
It is. It's very special. I mean, we get to meet so many people, musicians and people, you know, people that have ideas, people that have thoughts about songs and different ideas coming together. That's what music's about. That's what art is about, you know?
Definitely. All right, before I ask this next question, Ellen wants to know so badly. Ask Arlen about the girl in the music video. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It gets him so embarrassed.
Yes, Arlen had a really good time with this girl on the music video. It's one of those things that I think he was more interested in her than she was in him, you know. We had to break it to him gently that it's called acting, you know, on a video. You know, she's an actor. Hate to act, so, you know, it's hard for him. But, yeah, he had a good time, didn't you, Arlen?
Next question. Okay, we will skip that one.
She's a cool girl. She's a cool girl.
Awesome. That's so cool that you're friends with them, though, even though Alan thinks it's more. So this next question... ask them to sing a little something for us. Would you guys be up to that? To sing a little bit of something for us?
Sure, let me think. Want to sing something of ours?
Sure.
Like, what do you want to sing? Let me think. Give us something. What do you want? What do you guys want to hear? Do you want to hear something that you know, Josie?
Your new single, I'd love to hear that one. If you guys can do that one for us.
Which one? Back When It Was Our World or like something new that we're working on?
How about something new that you're working on? Like give us a little sneak peek of something.
Sneak peek.
A little sneak peek. If you guys can.
I'm in on the second verse.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? All right, here it goes.
All right.
Goodbye, baby. I'm on my way back home. On the highway, listening to the storm. You won't argue. You won't ever say don't go. No regrets, none that you will show to me. You're a lady, made of stone. Lady, made of stone. You know you love me, you just won't let it show. Except in the darkness, lady, made of stone.
Oh my gosh. That was amazing. That was so awesome. That was my mother. All right. That was so good. I'm over here dancing in my seat. You guys rock. That's awesome.
One of the new songs, and when we get up there to Illinois, we'll be playing that song.
Sounds great. I'll be there, front center. I'm telling you. I mean, awesome. You can't stop me from running up the stage and singing with you guys.
I know you have an awesome voice too.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yes,
that's
really
a lot coming from you guys. That's so cool. Thank you so much for singing to us. That is so cool. The chat room is going nuts. They're so excited.
They loved it.
Ellen says, Josie, ask them to sing the SpongeBob theme. They do know it. Oh, yeah, see, because I'm like a huge fan of SpongeBob. So do you guys think he can do the same?
Oh my gosh.
This is so weird. I know. I'm so weird. I know.
How about when I just sing it? I don't know how it goes.
I love the SpongeBob theme song.
How about you start off, Josie, and we'll join you.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
What do you get?
Pressure.
Okay. All right. Dang it, now I don't even know how it goes. something chorus and something underneath the seat. Who knows?
Send you the lyrics to the chat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Googling right now, so I don't know what you guys are doing.
Google is our friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm Googling. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm going to do, Chelsea? I said we're going to all have these sunglasses someday, and we all have Google on them. And we just click on the side, and we're always going to look super smart, because we'll just, like, somebody will ask you a question, and you go, let me think about that for a second. And you just Google it on your sunglasses, and you'll say, oh, okay. Yeah. You know everything, you know?
You should invent something like that. I'd get it. I'm telling you, I would. I Googled it. Look at that. Are you guys going to do it? Are you ready? This is going to be crazy. Are you ready, kids?
I
can't hear you. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. A zebra in yellow and porous as he, SpongeBob SquarePants. His medical nonsense be something you wish, SpongeBob SquarePants. Then jump on the deck and flop like a fish, SpongeBob SquarePants.
We're totally on that.
That was so cool. That's going on YouTube, I'm telling you. One of these days. So everyone is now laughing at me.
You have a really good voice, Josie.
Thanks, even with the SpongeBob theme song? That's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Sure.
I love SpongeBob. How do you pick people to be in your videos? That is totally random, but yeah.
Well, I think we usually just let people who want to be in our video be in it. You know, like the last video, we did it, and we don't, it's really mostly ourselves with a few other people. And like the girl who was in our video, she was actually, I'm going back to that, but she was actually,
I just got an obsession, it's okay.
The director who directed our video, he actually brought her in. His name is Jesus Yanez, and he's a really good director from Juarez, Mexico. And he knew her, and he asked her to come be a part of our video at that point. So for this next video that we're doing, I don't know how we'll do it. Maybe we'll just have a raffle, and the people who lose get to be in the video. So.
That would be a really, really good idea. All your fans, you know, put them in like a hat, and then have someone just pick it out, and then that person, you can just email them on Twitter or Facebook and be like, hey, what's up? You're our new, you know, video guy person, and they'll freak. There you go. That would be really, really cool. So let's see. Guest asks, what is the next video going to be?
Actually, we're in the process of working out doing, I think it's the first track of our album, Leave It to Love. We're actually going to be, we're really excited about it. We're starting work on it, getting everything written out. And hopefully we're going to be taking care of that.
We're going to be getting to do that music video pretty soon.
Yeah, before the next tour. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we're going to start work on that. It's going to be really, really cool, and we're really excited about it.
That would be so cool. I will definitely see it. I promise.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You have my word.
Yeah, we're really excited to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We'll probably film it with an HD camera, and it's gonna be really, really neat. We're excited about doing it, and Right now, we're just kind of coming up with some ideas. You know, we want to make it unique and kind of weird and out there, but not too out there, you know, so you guys see the video and like, that doesn't really connect with the song, you know. So we want to, we want the song and the video to connect together, and it's going to be good for sure. We're going to have a
amazing team working with us. So.
Yeah, we're actually going to be filming a music video with one of our cousins who has a video production company. They're in Australian town, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, he has a brand new camera, and we're looking forward to doing this with him. He's been very, very supportive of us throughout, you know, since we've done it since the very beginning. And actually, there's a video of his that we already did with him. It's an interview that we did with him earlier last year, which is on YouTube as well. It's just YouTube. It's an introduction to the Ivies. Like, if you write the Ivies on YouTube, that introduction should be in the top five videos on there.
Or you can find it on our YouTube page. It's one of our favorited videos. You can find it and view it from there.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. I will definitely check that out. And also, I want to wish you guys luck with everything that you want to do, because I'm a supporter. I'm telling you guys. I'm a
supporter.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse. You're welcome. Thank you. So, all right. Let's see. Guest, I've been calling them guest. Sorry. They want me to tell you that they're Ashley. It's Ashley.
Awesome.
Oops, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Until Ashley, we said hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley. That's so cool. what age did you all get started doing everything?
Well, we've been playing music together since we were kids. You know, growing up, we did a lot of charity things. Not with just Arlen and Julian, but we also did it with the rest of our family, too. We did a lot of different concerts, you know, for cancer patients and things like that. But it wasn't up until a couple of years back that we really started. Well, we first started going out, and we started playing just a bunch of cover songs, just the three of us, playing acoustically. And then
only a few of our own songs.
That was only a few of our original songs thrown in there. And then it ended up happening in late 2008 that we ended up going into the recording studio and recording our album. And so, but like I said, ever since we were kids, we've been singing together. So I think that's why we have such an easy time, you know, vocally, being able to blend our harmonies together, because of all the years together we've been singing.
Oh, yeah, since I was about five, so for almost 16 years now, we've been doing
that. Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
That is so cool. That is so cool, and I find it so interesting. When you guys were younger, like, you know, however old you guys were, did you guys used to perform live?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
We did a lot of different charity things and
performed at different festivals and things like that. So that was pretty cool. Different music. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of, like, the musicals, like, from Broadway and things like that. But.
Like Oliver. We did Oliver for a time when I was a kid. Oliver the musical, and Jillian played Oliver, and then we each had different parts. We had a blast doing that too, because we got to act, you know, we got to interact as well as doing the music too. We didn't just do the music, you know, we also got to talk and have a good time being on a stage.
That is so cool. Do you guys ever think that you guys want to be like actors and actresses instead of music?
Jessica will.
Yeah. I'll be the other side of the water, you know. I'll become the famous actress, and they can just do their own thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
It's all about me.
Cool. I think you guys would do comedy. I'm pretty sure comedy would be your guys' thing. You guys are hilarious.
We like to joke around so much.
Awesome. Awesome. So what are instruments that you guys play? Can you guys play any instruments?
Actually, all three of us do play instruments. Arlen tries to play guitar. And then
he does.
Not
he tries.
To yeah, we're just teasing. No, but, and then I play piano, and Joe plays the piano as well. What we end up doing is I'll play most of the piano stuff, and then Jillian will play all of the organ and string arrangements.
I'll be playing on the keyboard, but I'll be taking over, like, the string arrangements that you hear on the album and the organ you hear on the album. That's what I'm playing live.
Ooh, that's so much fun! I love playing instruments. I don't know how to do a lot of them. I mean, I have a guitar and I still can't even play it. It's getting all, like, you know, filled with whatever. But I used to play the tuba and the cello. I used to be into all those big instruments. I'm this little girl with these humongous instruments. I couldn't choose a flute, but
That's so cool, though. Definitely cool. I love the cello. It's a beautiful sound. It's beautiful.
Definitely one of my favorites.
It is.
Yeah,
it
is.
I love it.
Yeah, I just like the cello, so that's a very cool instrument.
And we have a lot of friends of ours who are in bands, you know, in high school bands, actually in college bands. We have some of our best friends who come out to all of our shows in El Paso, and they bring out all their other friends who are in the UTEP band, our local university. A shout out to UTEP right now. They're big supporters of us, and we have a bunch of younger friends and fans who are in high school bands. And actually, I went and saw my two younger cousins who were in a high school band just a few nights ago. They were doing a concert, and we got to go see them because, I mean, that's an amazing way to get introduced to music. And to be able to play all those instruments, I'm jealous, you know, of the kids who've grown up playing tubas and flutes and everything, and then at the same time they're learning guitar, so it kind of gives them an all-around knowledge of music, you know. So when they form their own band, they already know how to read music and how to write music, and I think it's a really great thing.
Yeah, band was so much fun, and it was a great, you know, hobby, and you know, you got to meet a lot of people, like a lot of people in your class and everything that used to do other things, and that would be so much fun. I used to sit by like a really cute boy. I think I shared too much.
What was his name?
Oh, he was cute. Oh, my God. I don't even remember his name. I don't even remember his name. Yeah, he used to help me carry my tuba.
That is nice. That means he likes you.
I know. He was. Yeah, I wonder where he is now. Let's go into like some fun questions. So what is your favorite TV shows?
My favorite TV show is Psych, Monk, Burn Notice, NY Caller. Basically, I'm a big USA fan. I'm a real big fan of all those because I think they're really cool.
That is cool.
And then my favorite show, but it's off the air now, unfortunately, but Stargate was definitely, like, the show that I was completely addicted to. And I had some other cousins, too, that we would get together and we would just talk about Stargate forever. Literally,
so
hours.
Cool.
Talking about it, yeah, so that I'm pretty interested about. I don't know about Arlen, though. I don't know what's his favorite.
Let's see. I think last year I had a small operation for, like, a hernia because the girls weren't lifting enough equipment. So I gave myself a hernia. And I heard a lot of good things about NCIS. And so I got, when I was lying there on the couch in pain, I got to watch NCIS. They were having a bunch of reruns, Josie, and I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed NCIS a lot.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love American Idol. Do you guys watch American Idol?
Haven't come to see it this year, but actually the past couple of years, ever since Kelly Clarkson, so I guess ever since the beginning, we used to watch the show a lot.
Oh, yeah.
This year. So we missed out this year, but we still like the show a lot.
We recorded all the episodes, but we still haven't gotten to catch up yet, you know? I mean, because we've always been fans of the show since the very first season when Kelly won, and we used to watch it, you know, but with us being on the road and everything else, it's just impossible. Half the time we'd be driving and my little brother or sister would call us on the road and be like, guess who got kicked out on American Idol? Be like, don't tell us. You know, we'll find out when we get back.
You got a lot of catching up to do.
I know.
Are you enjoying this season?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of talented people, girls and boys, and they're really great. They're really great. A lot of talent.
Who's the front runner for you? You can tell me.
All right. I got to say, I love Crystal Bowersox. She's really cool. Cool. I love her last name, Bowersox.
That is really cool.
That is fun to say, too. You should try it. Bowersox.
Good afternoon, so.
Yeah, she really is good. Ooh, we got a caller. Yay! You guys ready? We got a caller.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. All right, let's see who we got here. Hello, caller?
Hi, Josie. This is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. The weather's beautiful here in Arizona.
Thanks so much for calling in. You got a question for the Ivies?
Yeah, I was just wondering, do any of them like to cook?
Ooh,
Let's see. Tracy, that is a great question because none of us can really cook, and Jillian and Jessica like to pretend to.
Wait. Okay. I have a story about Arlen and him trying to.
I don't know.
Yes, yes.
Sorry.
So all of us were very sick, and Arlen was going to make us all macaroni and cheese, Kraft macaroni and cheese, right out of the box. Brilliantly, he decides to put all the ingredients in there together. He puts the water, and he puts the noodles. Then he puts all the cheese without draining the water or anything, and then brings it to a boil, and then tries to feed it to us. I swear.
And tries to feed it to you.
Yeah.
You guys didn't eat it, did you?
No, we didn't. We actually
did. I did.
Yeah, there's some chickens on the farm who eat anything, and they would not eat this. So that's how
Is. Wow.
Yeah, I think we mess with trying to boil hot water, so... Yeah, we don't let him do anything.
Don't listen to her. You know, I tell you something. I think the best cook out of the band is definitely Angel.
Oh, for sure.
Angel has made up great food. And on the road, we just like, Angel, you want to, we're going to buy you some ingredients. Can you make us some dinner? He's the best. And if I keep trying to get him to teach me some of his skills, but he wants to, you know, keep them for himself. I don't think he wants to share. Do you, Angel?
You don't, it's a secret.
It's a secret. Mm-hmm. See, but he's got good skills in his fingertips, so I think he's
yum. Want to come over here and cook me something, Angel?
Yeah.
Yum. Sounds delicious. Tracy, do you have another question or?
Well, I was gonna tell him, don't feel bad about not being able to cook because my husband says his sister can't boil water either, so.
Tracy, don't listen to the girls. I'm telling you, it's not.
It's not bad.
Well, like, we girls don't really cook that much either, honestly. We're pretty bad at it. But we do make some really good chocolate chip cookies.
We do.
It's a thing that we can actually make very well, so.
Yeah.
We're proud of that.
Yeah.
You should be. You can live off of cookies, so you're good. Well, I can.
Chocolate chip cookies with pecan.
Yum.
Yep.
Oh, Tracy, that would sound great. That make me hungry.
just trying to become, like, real big stars, or just stars enough where you can have, like, total control of your career and have fun being here so young.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
That question makes sense.
Yeah, is this, did you mean if they can control their own career, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question. You know, Tracy and Josie, what we want to do is, our goal is to just keep playing music. I mean, even if I look ahead 10 and 15 years, I just want to still be playing music. I want to be on a stage no matter where it is, big or small, and keep introducing ourselves and our music to more and more people. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we have control and we get to, and we stay independent and we get to keep doing everything on our own, that is cool too. But it's just, the ultimate goal is just, it's not about money or anything else. It's about us just continuing to play music. When I look ahead, that's what I see. I see 10 years from now, us playing music. That's it. Introducing
that's
ourselves
so
to people and have our music on the radio. I want more people to hear it, you know. I want it to get out there. And that's just the ultimate goal, to be able to keep playing music. And whether we keep doing everything on our own or whether we have someone else who's there helping us do what we want to do, that's the goal.
That is awesome. That is awesome that music comes first, you guys. Because you guys are great at what you guys do.
Thank you.
So cool.
Singing on the internet would be a good way to do that.
Yeah, that too. Singing on the internet so everyone could see it, that would be really cool. Tracy, thank you so much for calling in. Oops, sorry. Tracy, thank you. Tracy, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tracy.
Keep listening.
Thank
you so much.
I started following
you guys on Twitter. Oh, yeah, you're following them on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, everyone has to follow the Ivies right now. Twitter.com/ the Ivies.
Woohoo! Follow us and write us, too. I mean, we'd love to hear from you, too, so please.
Awesome, awesome. So thanks so much, Tracy, and keep listening. More stuff to come. Thank you. Bye. Awesome. That's so cool. You guys got so many like fans that adore you guys and listen to everything that you guys want to do, and I'm so excited to hear more from you guys. I can't wait.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. So let's see if there's any more last questions before we close the shop up, because we're running out of time. So let's see. All right. Chase asks, how's Cameron doing? What does he say?
Cameron's doing really well. He's actually right now. He's actually our brother. He's the one who keeps us calm and steady when we're on tour. He actually right now is with his girlfriend in Midland, so he's a really happy place right now, I'm sure.
That's great.
Yeah,
he's awesome. He's been dating her for a while. She's an awesome girl. And he's out there. That he's doing very, very well. I actually gave him a haircut yesterday, so she's probably going to be mad at me because his hair's all chopped and everything. But it's just, I give him a haircut and I give myself a haircut, and I have for the past, basically ever since I was a kid, I've just been.
That's why we make Harlan wear a wig on stage. Not his real hair.
So I'm missing
that.
No, all the pictures, that's my haircut.
Right.
That is hilarious.
He's my little brother, Joey, and he's awesome, and he travels with us, and he does almost all the driving, so we can sleep and catch up in the car when we're driving to the next town, and he's it's just been great that he's been willing to go with us.
Yeah, he's a great brother, man. That's awesome. So before we go, they asked, where is it? Everybody is like talking. Okay, here. Oh, all right. Sorry, guys. Hold on. Okay, so Josie, ask them to name all of their siblings in alphabetical order. Can you guys do that?
Alphabetically.
Then it would be.
Let me see.
Arlen. Cameron, Galen. Then it would be.
Jenna.
Jessica. Jillian.
And that's that.
And Shannon.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
But that's all of us. See, that's all well. Not bad.
You guys did it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being a part of my show. It was so great. You guys are hilarious.
Thank you, Joe. And I also wanted to say real quick, we're being played on the radio in quite a few different areas, and we're really excited about that. And we're going to keep climbing up the charts, I hope. That's why we're keeping ourselves busy, because right now we're number 47 on the adult contemporary charts. And it's not listed on Billboard yet, but it is being tracked. We're tracking it every week. And we got picked up by a lot of different radio stations. And I'll send you all those radio stations that we got picked up by. Because if there's anybody in those areas, I mean, please listen to those radio stations and call in and request our song, because they're playing Back When It Was Our World. And I'm happy, and every week that we see a few more radio stations picking it up, and it's getting quite a few spins. So I'll send you a link with all those different radio stations in it, Josie, so you can take a look at it and ask for listeners to please call in, because that's the only way we're going to keep getting played, and that's a great way to introduce our music and ourselves to a whole bunch of more people, so we're excited about that.
Congratulations, I will definitely be requesting you guys on my local radio station in Illinois, so
awesome.
You're good here. definitely, we'll get you up the charts, don't worry. Thank you guys so much for calling in, that was so great, I had so much fun.
Thank you so much for taking the time to have us on.
Oh, thank you, it was my pleasure, it was so cool. Thank you, guys. I will talk to you guys soon on Twitter.
You got it.
For sure?
For sure. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Josie.
Bye,
guys. I'll say bye to you.
Woohoo! Oh, bye, guys. Thank you.
You got it.
Oh, that was so cool. The Ivies are so, so nice. It was my first time meeting them, and I must say this was an amazing interview. I had so much fun. I've never had so much fun singing SpongeBob theme song in my life. I'm telling you, that'll be one of my favorite songs now. And remember, everyone, that request the Ivies on your local radio stations now, and so we can climb them up the charts. And I will be looking forward to talking to you guys soon. Next week, it's Steve Dorff and Jada Dreher. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.